Today is June 19th, 2025. This is Ari Tennant, a.k.a. Mr. T, with the CBN Audio Update. And the news is coming out like a fire hose. Let's get right into it. The big story is that Iran launched a massive missile strike while you were sleeping, or perhaps you were up. But around 8 a.m. Israel time today, Iran launched an indiscriminate missile strike throughout Israel. They hit, unfortunately, the Soroka Medical Center in Be'er Sheva. Baruch Hashem, everyone was evacuated in advance. People were injured. It seems mostly minor injuries. We're not sure. There were some fatalities in other areas because these missile strikes are totally indiscriminate. They are going for wherever they can. The images are truly shocking, very disturbing. We have on CBN videos from the ground of missiles actually hitting skyscrapers in Tel Aviv, major explosions. It almost reminded me of 9/11, seeing an explosion right there on a building in the middle of a major city. And that's who they are. That's who we're dealing with. So Israel promised to respond with the full force of the IDF and the IAF, the Israeli Air Force. We're dealing with a terrorist organization that now is claiming that they only hit near a hospital but didn't hit actually a hospital. I want you all to remember that earlier on in the Gaza war, there was a point where Israel hit a parking lot in an airstrike to kill a terrorist. And the media, including the New York Times or the New York Slimes, as Mark Levin likes to call it, literally accused Israel of killing 500 people in a hospital. It was all lies. And even so, Hamas does use hospitals as military sites, which essentially turn them into military targets. You do not get to play the victim by putting all your weapons inside a hospital. But then you have the Iranians actually hitting a hospital indiscriminately, not a military site, and crickets. No one says anything. And that's the PR battle we're fighting. That's how it's going to be. Israel responded by attacking the Arak heavy water reactor and Natanz nuclear facilities in Iran. And the best hope we have is that this war can end quickly, as soon as possible. And when I say end quickly, I think we all know what that means. That means the complete defeat and unconditional surrender of the Iranian regime and the end of their nuclear program. This will not end until the nukes are gone. President Trump has been consistent from day one, since the day he came down the escalator in 2015. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. The last stage of this is going to be the Fordo nuclear site. And the problem here is that Israel does not have the capacity to simply bunker bust bomb this facility. They will require B-2s from the Americans. There's a decent chance that there's already Israeli pilots in America. Again, I'm just speculating. I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me. There's already Israeli pilots in America that have already been trained on how to fly B-2s so that they can actually blow up this mountain area where this nuclear site is hidden underground. You do need bunker buster bombs. So either the Americans are going to do it, or the Israelis are going to do it, or the Iranians, they want to do it the easy way. They could just turn the thing off and let the Americans in person to just turn the switch off and not blow things up. But they want to die. They want to die for the cause. They want to die fighting the Jews, fighting the Americans. That's the update on the foreign front and the war in Israel and in Iran. Now, yesterday I was making the rounds. We talked about it on the other podcast, but I actually got a chance to watch the whole two-hour thing of Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, and Tucker Carlson having their debate inside Senator Cruz's office. And my reaction was that Senator Cruz was doing the best he could in a very hostile environment, where Tucker Carlson does this shtick, this game where he plays dumb and acts like if you don't know certain things, for example, exactly how many people live in Iran, then you must not know anything about it. And it's foolish. It's totally foolish. Anyone that can see what's going on over there could see that Tucker Carlson had no problem interrupting Senator Cruz over and over and over again, putting words in his mouth, changing what he meant, saying something, and then pretending like he didn't say it and gaslighting us. It's very irritating to listen to. Baruch Hashem, we have senators like Ted Cruz in Washington. He's one of the best allies for the Jewish people and for Israel. He's been consistent throughout his entire career. Truly, truly one of the absolute best in Washington for us. He loves Israel, loves the Jewish people. He's always had our back the entire time. He has the moral clarity. And Baruch Hashem, thank God he's the one in charge and Donald Trump's in charge and not people like Tucker Carlson, who's just going for the clicks. He doesn't have any actual real political weight or real political power. Today's episode was sponsored by the Madison Torah Center. Madison Torah Center opened its doors in 2011 with a mission to inspire and unite the community through Torah learning and meaningful prayer. Over the past 2 years, they have experienced tremendous growth, reflecting the strength and vibrancy of the Madison neighborhood. Today, they are proud to offer three Shabbos Minyanim, Young Adult, Main, and Early, with over 400 people joining over the course of the weekend. With daily classes in Minyanim, including night classes that average 100 participants, they're creating opportunities for connection, learning, and spiritual growth. Madison Torah Center remains dedicated to serving as a center of Torah, Tefillah, and community for all. And right now, they have an amazing raffle. You can win a watch. And right below this podcast, inside CBN, you'll see a link to their Raise It website where you can buy a raffle ticket, and they're limiting the number of tickets, so you have a pretty decent chance of winning a really nice watch, one of two different watches. Go check it out. You can see it right over there below this post. That's the latest. Until next time, this is Ari Tennant, a.k.a. Mr. T from CBN.